Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Warning. This show contains strong language and content that some people may find offensive. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Mercaptan, or methanethiol. I think that's what the Europeans call it. It's an organosulfur compound. That's right. Organosulfur. It's in rotten eggs. It's in bad breath, and we put it into natural gas. Mercaptan is nature's way of telling you that egg is rotten. That breath is gingivitis. And it's our way of telling you that gas is gonna fucking kill you.
911, what's your emergency?
Gas! There's fucking gas! I can't see where it's coming from, but it's all around me.
We got zero carbon monoxide registering on any of our meters, Mr. Chang.
Yang.
All these apartments are also fitted with detectors that will alert you to any leakage.
I know. I can smell it. Can you not smell that?
No, sir.
I heard like a hissing sound.
Like a snake?
No, not like a snake. Like a pipe. Like a gas leak in a pipe.
It's just we got zero carbon monoxide registering on any of our meters.
Okay. Okay.
What volume for 135?
What price are you at?
It's like I'm blind. I can't see what's going on. I don't know what the market price is. The way they used to deal with it, if you needed something and you needed it now, it could take you hours, days.
When did the price change?
What is the real price?
What is the real price?
The true price!
The price was hidden, and it took an incredible amount of work to dig it out. Enron Online will change the markets for many, many commodities. It is creating an open, transparent marketplace that replaces the dark, blind system that existed. It is real simple. You turn on your computer, and it's right there. And if you want to do business, you push the button. That's our vision. We're trying to change the world.
What we're looking at is completely fucking new tech. The tech is fucking, like, out of this world, and we're gonna bring it into the world and make a fortune. Ha! Ah, just kidding. Not! Hey, if Monica Lewinsky can make money selling handbags and hand jobs, we can make money out of this. It's not sexualist or sexist or whatever. It's, hey, I love Monica. I love her. Clinton is gonna rot in hell. Anyway, I want you to look closely at this screen, okay? Can you see... Diana, put the fucking lights down. Thank you. Can you see this video here? Hey, George is here.
Hey.
What's up? Watching the game, having a bud. Georgie, take a seat, you fat fuck. Okay, can you see this video here, folks? What is this? The school for the blind and the deaf? Can you see this video here?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. That, right there, is Shania Twain. You know the chick that doesn't want to fuck Brad Pitt? That's her. Pretty cool, huh? She's just doing a little warm-up, a little sound check. Cool, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What if I told you that, right there, is a live feed all the way from Nashville, Tennessee? There's no satellite dish or broadcast cable. There's no fucking TV network. Ladies and non-ladies, this is a live internet video from the 1999 Country Music Awards that goes on air in just 4 hours, and we're watching it right here on our computer. I mean, wow. Wow! Did your minds just fucking blow or what? They call it streaming video. Streaming. That right there is, get this, 152 by 76 pixels running through an HTTP protocol, AAC audio, which gives you that real crisp sound. This is the future, right here. This, some insane shit. And who? Who's at the forefront of this insane futuristic shit? Who? Let me hear you.
Enron.
Fucking Enron. Who?
Enron.
That's right. Fucking unstoppable, Enron. Invincible, immune to the Millennium Bug. Y2K killers, Enron.
I mean, that's really cool and everything, but you can't even see Shania Twain. And can I watch that on TV?
I mean, I guess.
But I guess you could have access to everything, right? That's the idea. Just watch anything from anywhere in the world on your computer.
I mean, I think that's, I guess that's the goal.
Maybe try spicy food. That usually works for me.
What?
For your hangover.
Oh, I'm not. I had a bad night.
How come?
Gas.
Oh.
No, not like gas in my butt, like natural gas. No, there was a smell of like gas, and I thought I heard a hiss.
Holy shit. Did you find the leak?
Yeah, I did. I found it and fixed it, and then I called all the neighbors to make sure they were okay and stuff.
God. Good job. That's scary. You know, I was reading about Enron before I took the job. And in Puerto Rico, in like 97 or something, the Enron natural gas pipe exploded under a building and like everybody just died. And they say on the internet, they say like Clinton and stuff covered it up.
Hillary or Bill?
I didn't mean to talk bad about Enron and stuff.
Oh. I'm not Mr. Enron. I don't care.
How long have you worked for Enron?
I'm straight out of college, so like 6 years, I guess.
Oh, wow. Kind of Mr. Enron.
No, I'm not Mr. Enron.
Mr. Enron Jr.
No, seriously, I just come to work. I do my shit, and that's just it. I go. I'm not like the stocks and shares guys.
How'd you get an Enron job right out of college?
I don't know. I guess they liked my grades.
Your grades? They picked you up from University of Houston? What were your grades?
I didn't go to Houston.
No shit. Where'd you go? Baylor?
Rice.
What? You went to Rice?
Yeah.
Wow! That's... Wow. You're a dork.
What?
Not like a bad dork. Like, I thought you were a bit dorky, but it's, like, cool that you went to Rice. Like, and that you don't tell everybody that you went to Rice.
Do people from Rice do that?
Are you kidding me? All the time. And why not? Rice University is like top 20 schools in the nation type deal. It costs like, well, I don't know what it costs. I mean, you know what it costs.
What? I didn't pay.
You got a scholarship from Rice?
Yeah.
Holy shit, Jim. You're like super dork.
Wait, are we still saying that a dork is a good thing?
Right? Yeah, totally. God, I'm super impressed. That makes sense that you're finance manager and you look so young.
Thanks.
Hey, Doug. You know Jim went to Rice?
Can we not?
Is that the Chinese takeout place?
No, the school, Rice University.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's good. It's honestly like really cool.
You know what's cool? Streaming.
Right, yeah. Pretty neat. Go Enron.
Streaming internet video. Blowing everybody's mind. Like, boom! Am I right? They're saying, like, one day, you could order a meal on the internet, like a cheeseburger, and then it's in your fucking hand.
Like a delivery?
No, dude, like, they're saying, like, it comes out of the screen, and, like, I don't know the science behind it, but that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
A burger comes out of the screen.
Or Kung Pao rice, or whatever the fuck you would have. It just comes right out, and that's why we gotta stay on top of this industry, man. Some huge ideas out there.
Yeah. Huge ideas. Like cheeseburgers.
Fucking sci-fi shit. This is the fucking gold rush, guys. You know how you get rich at the fucking gold rush? Don't answer, because you're wrong. It ain't in finding gold. It's selling the tools, the fucking shovels, and those fucking pans in the river, those pans. It's about selling that shit to the stupid fuckers who think they're gonna find the gold.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, fucking cool. So, Yang, listen, the senior accounts team, they're gonna give us the mark treatment, so they may wanna access your files.
The mark?
Yeah, the mark.
Who is that?
No idea, but has to be a big deal. Let him do his thing. It's from Fastow, so yeah.
From Andy Fastow.
The big Mr. F, buddy. The F word. Have them on your computer someplace easy, but also get them burned onto discs. Make life easy for the guy. Then he can get it to the Arthur Anderson team. Hey, you guys drinking tonight?
I'm a little tired.
Cora!
Don't be weirded out by this, but I'm singing.
No shit. I played sax when I was a kid, like Kenny G.
That's cool, Doug.
Yeah, my mom smoked, like, through pregnancy and all at home and stuff, so the doctor said saxophone would make my lungs stronger.
Right. So, yeah, I can't. I mean, I'll happily come find you guys after. I just have this singing gig.
Wow. Singing. Music. Aguilera.
Yeah.
That's really cool. You should invite the team to your live show and we can rock out.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You do requests?
Like, now?
No, on stage.
Not really. I mean, I can.
Still, that is fucking awesome. Props to Cora. Word, we'll get the whole team down there. We'll make it like a fucking Bon Jovi concert or something. Woo, Cora! Ah, oh, fuck. I gotta go. I'll catch you guys later. Internet video, huh? Hey, buy fucking stock. Get fucking rich.
Cheeseburger is out of the screen. I thought we were trading bandwidth.
I guess we're doing a lot of stuff.
Right. America's most innovative company. Of course. Hey, you want a gift?
You got me a gift?
Oh, kinda. Okay, fine. It's not a gift.
Oh, I already have a Sony Walkman.
I'm not giving you a Walkman, Jim. Even this one, which is dying a slow and painful death. Here.
Oh, cool, a CD.
It's a little scratched underneath, so it skips in the opening of track 4, but that's me. That's my stuff.
What, your singing is on here? Like, your voice?
Totally. All my own songs. Listen at your peril. Don't go judging my lyrical stylings with your Big Rice University brain, okay? It's just some dumb stuff. I don't know why I still do this shit, but whatever.
No, Cora, this is really cool. And banging.
Cool and banging.
Sorry, I just was looking for a cool word, and I don't know why.
You went for banging. Yeah. How many other cool words did you turn down to get to banging? Oh.
Hello?
Hey, sweet cheeks. It's your 500-pound friend. I want to tell...
Is that the Matrix phone?
Nokia 8110. Neo's phone. Yeah. You like the Matrix?
No. You?
It's okay, I guess.
But you got the phone.
Yeah.
Has it got Snake?
What's that?
The video game.
But yours has a video game.
Yeah, the Nokia, the 3210. Everybody has this. Look, see, you move the Snake around and he eats the little fruit or whatever. But with each one, he gets bigger.
But what's the Jeopardy?
The Jeopardy?
Yeah, like, who's the bad guy?
Oh, himself, I guess. The more he eats, the bigger he gets, and the harder to control. Eventually, you just can't keep up. He gets too big, and then, boom! Game over. I suck at it, but my brother is really good. You'd like him.
So, you're singing in a, like, on stage?
Yeah, it's nothing, like, weird or anything. I'm not super into it. I just do it because I used to get paid to do it. Now I get paid to do this. Whatever the fuck. This is, right? And I just miss it, weirdly, but you can come. It's at Marsha's, like 5 blocks.
Oh, I'm busy.
Oh, okay.
It's Armageddon.
It, what?
Nobody told me.
No, I have to return it tonight to the store, to Blockbuster, because otherwise it's too late.
I hate that.
Yeah, yeah. Then I have a dinner and I'm meeting friends. A ton of friends.
Oh, fun. It's no problem. You can come by next time.
Yeah. But I guess I could swing.
Oh, I gotta get this. Oh, hey, hey. Thanks so much for returning my call. I just need clarification on an expenditure.
I'm listening.
Date is Friday, September 23rd, 1999.
Continuity check.
NASA lost contact with Mars Climate Orbiter.
Time.
Pardon me?
The time they reported the contact being lost.
Oh, NASA, fuck. Yeah, hold on. 090452 UTC.
Confirmed.
Microsoft share price close, $30.607.
Confirmed. No detail requested.
NASDAQ closing at 2830.24. That's a fall of 27.92. Confirm?
Confirmed.
Actor George C. Scott died of a ruptured abdominal aortic aneurysm at 71.
Confirmed. End of check.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Excuse me. Sorry. That's my seat.
Oh.
Sorry, I was in the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
No problem.
Ladies and gents, let's give her a big Marsha's welcome coming on stage to perform one of her own compositions. Give it up for Miss Cora Campbell.
Hi. So this song, it's a ballad. Sorry. It's a newer song, so I hope you enjoy it.
I feel the rain drowning me. I feel the rising tides of the sea. You give your heart, reach out your touch. I hear your voice. I want so much for you to show me the way. Abandon pain, I need to breathe. We're hand in hand, believe in me. I'll let you show me the way. I feel lost, feel begging you, show me the way.
Hey, buddy, you gonna buy a drink?
What?
You can't just sit there without a drink. This ain't a fucking library.
I wasn't reading.
Hey, Matt, get up.
What?
Get
Wait,
up.
No, please, please. I...
This is late.
What?
This. Armageddon. You've had it for 3 days.
That's fine. That's the rental period.
This is a new release. Rental period for new releases is 2 days. It's 9:30 at night. You took it out at 8 at night. We're into the third day.
How is this a new release? This movie's a year old. It's not even DVD, it's VHS.
VHS released November 1998. That's under a year old, sir. That's a $299 charge.
Well, hey, can I check my Matrix DVD reservation?
Yeah, I got it here. The Matrix comes to home video next week.
And I have a reservation.
Yep, you've got it reserved on your card.
Great.
Armageddon, $299, please, sir. The late fee.
Yeah, I'm gonna find a movie first.
Copies of the hottest new releases, guaranteed. Just come inside. This week at Blockbuster, Cruel Intentions with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Message in a Bottle, starring Kevin Costner, Robin Wright Penn, and Paul Newman. Shakespeare in Love, winner of 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Guaranteed to be there at Blockbuster. So go to Blockbuster and go home happy.
What is the Matrix?
The answer is out there, Neo. It's the question that drives us.
Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is.
You've got mail.
Shit.
Fucking love that movie, man.
You've got mail. You seen it?
No.
You've got to, man. It's great. Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks.
Yep.
Guess who else is in the movie? You won't guess.
I don't know.
Come on, guess!
You just said I won't be able to guess, so...
Dave Chappelle, can you believe that? Great movie! Watch it. You gotta get it. You got a DVD player?
Thanks for the recommendation. I'm looking for something that isn't You've Got Mail.
What's your kind of movie, Jim?
How did you find me?
Don't flatter yourself. It's a fucking Blockbuster. I live on a motor scooter. I watch movies, okay? Actually, wait. I can guess.
Guess what?
You love action. Lethal Weapon. Con Air. Maybe action sci-fi. Oh, fuck, I bet you nearly hung yourself at that god-awful Star Wars movie.
I had some okay parts.
Oh, fuck off. Midichlorians, my ass. You probably like some conspiracy shit, like Enemy of the State. Yeah. Yeah, that's your thing. Not everything is as it seems kind of shit. I bet the Matrix changed your little fucking life, didn't it, Jim?
I mean, I have it reserved. DVD release.
Mm-hmm.
I got the phone, too.
Wow!
What?
Clean up and all five!
Jesus Christ.
This bitch just creamed her patties! Jim Yang, stud, reserved the Matrix on DVD release. Got the fucking phone! Shame you don't know how to fucking use it, eh, chosen one?
Can you leave me alone?
What's the last movie you rented?
Oh, my... Armageddon.
Jeez, Deep Impact, but for chicks.
I haven't seen it.
You watched Armageddon instead of Deep Impact?
Yeah.
Why the fuck did you do that, man?
Because it's I like end of the world stuff.
Jim, Deep Impact is end of the world stuff. An asteroid coming to Earth.
That's Armageddon.
Twin films, buddy. Like... Ants and a Bug's Life. Come on. Besides, you watched the wrong movie. This here is great. Elijah Wood driving some whiny bitch around on a motorcycle? Come on.
I just watched an asteroid movie.
We're getting this. No. You have got a DVD player, right?
Ellis, please, come on.
Watch this. Gia Leone. This is some heart-wrenching shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
You want a red vine?
No. Wait, get off that.
Pokemon Red, huh?
No, give me the Game Boy.
151! Wow! I guess you don't have a girlfriend, Jim. Does that mean there's a spot for me?
No, wait, what are you doing? Don't press that.
Ooh, new game!
No, don't!
Listen, Jim. The company I mentioned, they want to work with you. They want to work with you real bad.
Please, Kit, what happened? We were just watching a movie, man.
You're hired. Congratulations.
I don't want... I... I work for Enron.
That's right, and you still do. Tomorrow, you're gonna get an email. It will have some pretty straightforward instructions. You just need to follow them. Easy as a breeze.
Put the Game Boy down, Ellis, please.
Okay.
No!
You're gonna give me your full attention.
No, the cartridge is split apart.
Jim, you're gonna give me your full attention.
This is not happening.
You're gonna give me your full attention. No fucking Pokemon. No fucking girly singing solemn pop shit in bars. Full attention on me.
Who are you?
Ellis Coney. What's the matter? Weren't you paying attention when I said my own fucking name?
I don't want this.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You do, because if you don't, you die. If you say no, you die. If you do it wrong, you die.
You're gonna kill me. I know I'm not much of a fighter, but I think I can handle you, okay?
Oh, I'm sure you can. Gonna do some neo kung fu shit, huh? Gonna get your fucking lightsaber out, huh, Mace Windu? Jim, at the bar, the gray man last week. Why did you agree to meet?
Because I'm an idiot.
Seriously?
Seriously, get out of my apartment.
Answer or I'll find something else. What you got? Zelda? Metal Gear?
No, you kind of freaked me out with this who wants to be a millionaire thing. I went because I was curious, okay? All right.
Well, your curiosity saved your life, Jim. It may have killed the cat, but it saved your life. I've got a story for you.
I don't care. Just get out of my apartment.
It's a true story and everything.
Please, Ellis, I just want
On September 12, 1999, that's last week, by the way, James Nixon Yang went to cook himself some pasta. The bow tie kind. What's that called? Something Italian, I bet. Anyways, he thought his stove ignited and went to take a shower. Let those little starchy bow ties bubble away all nice. But it didn't ignite Jim.
What are you talking about?
He took a shower and came back to the pasta, still sat in cold water in the pot. Shucks, must have forgot to put it on. Get this. Jim Yang, the stupid motherfucker, didn't even take a sniff. He must have been distracted, thinking about bullshit Pokemon that don't exist. He just lit that stove up again. And boom! A composition of around 8% natural gas igniting with 20% oxygen took the poor guy's face right off. Nearly took out the apartment next door.
You're lying.
I'm lying. They couldn't even assemble your face together for the Baptist funeral. You just lied there like Amun-Ra.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're lying.
You didn't cook pasta after our meeting, did you, Jim?
What?
Let me guess what you ate after meeting me.
Hey, I ordered chicken.
You should have a chicken.
I'm okay.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
You're lying.
No. I ain't lying. You're lying. You're lying by accusing me of lying instead of admitting I'm right. You got a big food boner for my chicken. You went and got KFC. You didn't cook the pasta. James Nixon Yang lives.
No, you're lying.
You think I wheel myself around Houston to tell nerdy little accountants cute little stories about how they die?
What do you want?
They sent me. I contacted you. We watched Jets Patriots together. They saved you, and just now, they hired you.
This is such bullshit.
We're crying now, are we? Well, you may as well. Here's the next kicker. Tia Leone. She dies, Jim. The asteroid causes a tidal wave and she dies. You were gonna cry at some point tonight, bud.
I just want to know what they want.
You.
But why?
Let's walk. Red vines make me gassy, and I don't want to stink your place up.
Oh, God.
Here's the situation. You're not gonna get this, but listen. Maybe the penny will drop later. A corporation saved your life, Jim. A sort of investment bank. A financial institution with a great deal of money.
An investment bank, like from New York.
I don't know where they're from. They're from a time, not a place. a time. You get that? I don't know how far into the future when this started, but they have been... Can you just listen? They have a proxy server that allows them to access the internet. But not just the internet in their time, the internet in every time.
No.
What do you fucking mean, no?
Look, I like the Matrix and stuff. If you're trying to get me excited about this job, deal, thing, please.
This is real yangstud@AOL.com. This ain't no Matrix. I'm not going to ask you to free your mind or save the fucking world or whatever he does.
He saves the city of Zion. I mean, when they want to get the access codes from the Zion mainframe for Morpheus...
All right. Christ. You're going to get an email from them tomorrow.
So you're saying I'm going to get an email from the future?
You've got mail.
I'm going to get an email from the future.
They have, like, operatives, like you, at various points in time. You're their guy for this fucking time. That's cool, right?
No, Ellis, no, it is not cool.
Why not?
It's weird.
It's not fucking weird. Playing Pokemon and masturbating to Starship Troopers.
Everybody plays Pokemon. Everybody collects Pokemon cards. I'm normal, okay? I'm like a normal guy.
Sure.
I mean, I saw Starship Troopers like once.
You're going to move money into an account for them. Enron's money. The account exists now, but also then where they are. You look confused. Red Vine?
I can't do that.
Why not? They're delicious.
No, I'm not taking Enron's money.
Yes, you are.
This is Enron we're talking about.
Jim, this is so, so, so much bigger than Enron.
What volume from 135?
135. What price are you at?
It's like I'm blind. I can't see what's going on. I don't know what the market price is. The way they used to deal with it, if you needed something and you needed it now, if you needed it now, it could take you hours, days.
The price was hidden, and it took an incredible amount of work to dig it out. Enron Online will change the market.
Creating an open, transparent marketplace that replaces the dark, blind system that existed. It is real simple. You turn on your computer, and it's right there. Right there. And if you want to do business, push the button. That's our vision. We're trying to change the world.
You've been marked, Jimbo.
I've... what?
The paperwork. The mark guy thing, whoever he is. It's done.
Oh. No shit. Did Doug give you these?
No, some guy called Andy in the elevator.
Fastow. Was it Andy Fastow?
Oh, he didn't say his last name. Tall guy, kind of baby face?
That's Andy Fastow. He's the head of all the Enron money. He's like a multi-millionaire, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure your multi-millionaire buddy farted in the elevator. So, who's Mark?
Wait, go back. Andy Fastow said my work was good? Was he all, this is good? Or was he all, you know, good, thanks?
He was all, here, these are done. It may have been even more boring than that, and my memory just wiped it. He said nothing of note, Jim. Put it that way. Then he farted, I think. So this Fastow guy is a big deal?
You've got mail.
Jim.
Yeah, hold on. Dear Jim. Transfer $88.4 million from account 774-6427 to this account. Delete this email upon completion. And that was it. That was the first email from the future. The first email from a multi-trillion dollar quasi-dimensional wealth fund spanning through the ages. Morris. The company was called Morris. Ellis never referred to them by name. I don't know why. Morris Capital. Wealth, power, and influence beyond comprehension. I hated the name. It was so normal. I wanted to forget it as soon as I learned it. But whoever they were, where or whenever they were. They had me. They had me. I completed the transfer that afternoon, and then everything changed.
Boom starred Aki Katabi as Jim Yang, Meg Kavanaugh as Cora Campbell, Sharon D. Clark as Alice Coney, Mike Capozzola as Doug Martinez, and Omari Douglas as Staten. Boom is a Stack production in association with Holy Smokes. Directed by Adam Jarrell and written by Joel Emery. Sound design by Adam Jarrell and Tom Wally. Music supervisor, Ewan Dance. Executive producers, Adam Jarrell, Luke Moore, and John Teague. Producers for Stack, Charlie Morgan and Finn Ranson. Boom is dedicated in loving memory to Lucinda Shaw.
Boom is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.